This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Off hour number two in studio. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
Chris, I've got a question for you. Do you use Facebook?
Not as much as I used to.
Do you have the Facebook app on your phone?
Yeah.
Now, you know the theory, and I've not had for a long time not had the Facebook app just because it's so clunky of an app. But there's a popular conspiracy theory of Facebook and Instagram users that Facebook, because Instagram is owned by Facebook,
correct?
There's a theory that Facebook is actually tapping the microphone on your smartphone.
I refer to this as the Oreo experiment.
All right. Explain. I'm sure the article here that I have mentions something very similar.
Well, the thing is I can't nail it down to any one app, but I've always wondered about this, too, and I'm a security-conscious kind of guy, and I know that my Android phone is nothing more than a great tracking app for companies and for government to find out where I'm at, but we don't always know what else it's capable of doing. And, for example, if you do OK Google, that's supposed to activate something that then causes it to listen.
Yes.
But one thing I had never Googled online, I had never visited the website for, was Oreo cookies.
All right.
So what I did, for a couple weeks, I just started randomly, whenever it came into my mind, remind myself to say Oreo around my phone. Oreos. Oreo cookies. Not touching my phone. Not doing anything with it.
So not, okay, Google.
No, nothing.
What are Oreos?
Never did that. Never did anything like that. And about a week
Alexa,
or two later.
Do you like Oreos?
A week or two later, I start seeing Oreos showing up in my Facebook feed. I start seeing Oreos showing up in my, you know, Google ads and stuff like that. So something's listening there.
Yeah. So
to me, I'm convinced.
Article from the Wall Street Journal, and they actually give a couple of examples here leading in. Can I try the Cole Haan's in a size 8? Later that night on Facebook, an advertisement for Cole Haan pumps. Okay, maybe just a coincidence. My wife asked me, what's the best high-tech scale? 5 minutes later on Instagram, an ad for scales. Wait, are they listening? My mom says after I sneeze, get the little red Sudafed. That afternoon, an advertisement for Sudafed.
Right.
Says, they've even wiretapped my bodily functions. Facebook, however, says Facebook does not use your phone's microphone to inform ads or to change what you see in your newsfeed. Yeah, right. And again, this from the Wall Street Journal, and I'm reading verbatim. Yeah, sure, the government swears it isn't keeping pet aliens at Area 51. So I contacted former Facebook employees and various advertising technology experts who all cited technical and legal reasons that audio snooping is not possible. Former Facebook ad targeting product manager Antonio Garcia Martinez said uploading and scanning that much audio data would strain even the resources of the NSA. They would need to understand the context of what you're saying, not just listen for words, added Sandy Paraquilas, a former Facebook operations manager. The author says, I believe them, but for another reason. Facebook is now so good at watching what we do online and even off, wandering around the physical world, it doesn't need to hear you.
Right.
After digging into the various bits of Facebook and its advertisers, or rather the various bits of info that Facebook and advertisers collect, and the bits I've actually handed over myself, I can now explain why I got those eerily relevant ads. Facebook ads themselves offer limited exemptions when you click, "Why am I seeing this?" Advertising is an important staple of the free internet, but the companies buying and selling ads aren't turning into stalkers. We need to understand what they're doing and what we can or can't do to limit them. The story of how the Sudafed ad got to me began at Walgreens. As I bought tissue and Afrin, I keyed in my phone number so I could get loyalty points. See that?
Yeah.
Key in your phone number. What info does Facebook have on you? Yeah, probably your telephone number because you gave it to them.
Yeah, and that's what this whole thing is. I mean, it's not that one company can do one particular thing. It's that we've created all these data sets. You know, the Walgreens data set, the CVS Drugs data set, the Google's data set, the Facebook data set. And the smart companies, the smart money, is not so much looked at analyzing one particular stream of data, but looking for correlations between all these. And when you throw in, you know, if you use Maps on an Android device or an iOS drive, you've given Google or Apple carte blanche permission to track your movements. And right. If you walk into a store, they know it. And they can add that to their data on you.
Yeah, continuing on. And this actually ties into something that I forget what night it was, but it was sometime within the last week where we talked about the big business surrounding you.
Sure.
Not you specifically, but, you know, like there's big business about trying to, you know, get all of these micro data, if you will. The info on you bought tissues and Afrin, used your loyalty points. Oh, and now we know that you were at CVS, and then something pops up on your phone. Hey, reminder, you can print out pictures at CVS.
Right.
Just text them to this number, and then they'll be right in the little print queue.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should spend some more money here.
Continuing on, and remember, you get those loyalty points.
Right.
Information about the contents of your shopping bag then began to spread. A third-party data collector like Nielsen Catalina Solutions added it to the purchase history that it acquires from Walgreens. Johnson & Johnson, maker of Sudafed, paid the data broker for the information. With the use of Facebook tools, the information from the loyalty reward card, your email, your phone number, etc., was matched with the Facebook account. Data brokers run personal information through an algorithm before uploading it, so it's not identifiable, so says Facebook, but it can still be matched with the Facebook account information. Then, via Facebook, Johnson & Johnson decides to target adults aged 25 to 54 who bought Sudafed or a competing brand. In other words, me, the author says. Continuing on, she has some tips here. She says, do this. For starters, either don't use loyalty cards or register them to an address or phone number that you don't use. Email address. So, you know, what they call a throwaway email address. Or a telephone number that you don't use. I've heard people that they'll do 202-000-0000. 202 being the area code for D.C. and then just a bunch of zeros.
That's pretty much what D.C. is.
Or 555-5555. Just, yeah, like, make up a telephone number.
Right.
And then it's not necessarily connected to you. Facebook works directly with 6 data brokers, all of which allow you to opt out from their sharing of your personal data, everything from your email to your purchase history. Of course, it's not easy. You need to get in touch with each broker website and fill out a form with, you guessed it, your personal information.
Right. All right. So I'd love to have somebody actually do this. I would like to see somebody remove themselves from today's digital world. Just you do it. Go ahead, you know, and do whatever you need.
There are people that have done that, but they're not listening to this show because they're Amish.
But honestly, with so many things that we did voluntarily to ourselves, You know, it's not like you guys weren't presented with, you know, privacy policies and saying, do you agree to this? And do you agree to our user policy and do this? And we do it all over the place.
The problem is nobody reads any of those things.
Right, but I want my Walgreens.
We need it on a blockchain, and then people will suddenly read everything.
Right, but I need my Walgreens points because I might save up enough to get a free candy bar.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And there's a little bit more on this story from the Wall Street Journal about how Facebook, you know, there's the popular theory that Facebook is tapping your phone, listening to everything you say. They're saying, no, that's not happening, and not just because Facebook says we're not doing it, but one of the former ad targeting product managers says that it would strain even the resources of the NSA to do that, because not only do you have to hear the words, you then have to hear the context, but it's just simple things that you do to yourself, like punching in your telephone number for your loyalty rewards card at Walgreens or CVS or your local grocer, wherever there's a loyalty rewards thing tied to your number. You're giving these data people info on yourself. That's how they know to give you ads for certain things. We'll get back into that article where they also mentioned some things that you can do to minimize the amount of your info that you're willfully handing over. But I want to tell you about a place that you can go to find out news, not about how Facebook is snooping on you, but news about cryptocurrencies. And that would be news.bitcoin.com. One of the top headlines from just a couple hours ago out of Japan. Japan punishes 7 cryptocurrency exchanges, suspending 2 of them. And then there's also other news, also out of Japan, that there's a large conglomerate called GMO Internet that has announced that they've mined over 200 Bitcoin so far this year. And I know that there are some people concerned about, you know, like some thing called a 51% attack. I don't know exactly how those things work, but I know that it's something that some people are worried about. Chris, you worried about a 51% attack?
I'm always worried about 51% attacks.
Okay.
That's why I like decentralization. I promote decentralization.
Yeah, and again, I don't know exactly what it is. I just know it's something that I'm told I'm supposed to be afraid of, but I'm told that I'm supposed to be afraid of so much stuff that if I were actually afraid of everything people said I was supposed to be afraid of, I would never actually do anything. But again, all kinds of Bitcoin and other crypto-related news over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you there, brother. Daryl Crow the Chris. Been a while. How the hell are you guys doing? Well, it seems like I went viral. It depends. I didn't even know about it. You know, I've been very, very busy on the Skype chats, you know.
I did not know that you've been busy on the Skype chats because I don't pay attention to what you do.
That's okay, Skype chats. I would like to have a little bit of time because I got to give a thank you to a lot of people, my Confederacy, because we had the Civil War on there.
Confederacy?
Yes.
Hold on. So what sort of virus did you wind up getting? You said you're viral.
I apparently am all over the damn internet. Not only the net itself, but YouTube, and I'm all over the place. But that's besides the point.
No. Do you have links to this stuff? Can you send them to Daryl?
I haven't had a chance. I have to just finish because, you know, send I'm going links. To have these pedophiles.
Well, send hold links on. To Daryl in the Skype chat.
Hold on.
I will
hold
do
on.
That later. I will hold do that on. Later when I get them.
Ricky, hold on just a second. Yeah. You're viral all over the internet and something about pedophiles. What?
I will explain, Daryl. I know you get confused, but please, it's important.
Say something that's a coherent sentence, please.
Let's see here. I have, Sonic the Hedgehog on charges of distribution of child pornography and corruption of a minor. I have Rusty on charges of distribution of child pornography, corruption of a minor, conspiracy blackmail.
Hold on. Sonic the Hedgehog was charged with pedophilia? Am I getting this right?
Yes, you are correct. May I finish, please? Distribution of blackmail.
I don't know. No. So, why did you go viral? The first thing out of your mouth was you went viral. Why did you go viral?
Because of the war we had going on. I have the Confederacy. Members, Ricky from the Commonwealth, leader of the Confederacy, General Zero, the hacker.
You're referring to a war that's taking place either in private chat rooms, private channels, or in private conversations on Skype?
All over the Skype chats. Microsoft must be flipping out.
They must be.
Now, if I may, it is real because there is pedophiles. I want to tell you a true story. That York, Pennsylvania, shenanigans. I almost got him. Now, about 6-9 months ago, there was reports that what happened is an upsurge in child pornography and also child prostitution. Now, shenanigans.
And let me guess, the FBI was involved in all of this.
No, unfortunately, Antichrist made it clear that he talked to the FBI for 2 years.
The Antichrist made it. What drugs are you on?
It's verifiable. In fact, if you want, I could have some of the main players call in and verify all of this.
No, thank you, Ricky.
Thanks for the call, though.
No, we should not be thanking him for that. There was nothing close to a coherent thought.
I think any parent now knows to keep Sonic the Hedgehog away from their children.
And to quote Lawrence Taylor, this is why you don't do crack.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Ricky calls are always interesting.
They're always interesting. There's never a coherent thought, but they are interesting.
I know.
Let's get back into the article from the Wall Street Journal, again, about the Facebooks and the Instagrams and all of the social medias, basically knowing everything you do. Because you're telling them that there's not some nefarious plot where they're secretly, you know, like knowing that you think about Oreos.
Well, I get that. And to me, it is people have to start changing their habits. And yes. We changed our habits to get all this great free stuff. And the reason that you don't pay for Facebook and you don't get a Google bill in the mail and all these other crazy things is because you give them something else of value. You give them your information.
Yes.
And they sell that. And I just think it's a real shame because it's not only that these companies can market so accurately to you that it becomes spooky, and it does, but you're also providing that same information, making it basically private things to you are now becoming public domain, and that means not only do these companies have it, but the government has it.
Right.
And that's the part that scares me the most. You are voluntarily spying on yourself. You're just saying, here's every single thing I do.
Right. So, again, the telephone number that you punch in for that loyalty rewards card winds up going to the data brokers who then sell it to the Facebook and the other social medias, including Google. And then they wind up, you get those targeted ads. So what they suggest is don't use your actual telephone number and don't use an actual email address. Use one of those, you know, throwaways that still it might forward to you, but it's not, you know, otherwise connected to you or your accounts. They say where you've been. What could be better than your purchase history? Location, location, location. Did you stop by a store? This ad will remind you to come back. Are you close to another one of our stores? Here's a coupon. There's more on this, plus what you can do to limit that. How can you protect your own privacy? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And how are you snitching on yourself? Basically is what we're talking about. And yeah, I realize that, you know, voluntarily handing over all of your information to Facebook isn't the same as, you know, accidentally calling 911 and saying, I just bought a bunch of weed.
Well, I think it is slightly different in a way that people aren't yet grasping, and maybe we've not made this clear. When you sell your life to Facebook and Google and CVS and Shell gas stations and Chili's and
Sunoco
and
we
you
can
know,
go
the,
on and on with right, every business that exists
and every airline and every hotel. It's not so much that they're they're doing amazing things with your data, but these companies that you've never heard of that tie into all these different databases and paint that picture of you.
Companies like Nielsen Catalina Solutions.
Right. Who?
They're one of these data broker companies.
Exactly. And I think broker is probably a little misleading. I think they're a data aggregation and what's the other word I'm looking for? They're putting the puzzle together.
The term that the Wall Street Journal uses in this article is third-party data collector. But they're more of a broker. So they're collecting the data, they're right. compiling the data, but they're paying for the data.
They are. But when they do that, they're also providing this service where they're creating the digital picture of Daryl W. Perry.
Well, they don't necessarily know that it's Daryl.
Really?
Well, hold on. So going through here.
They know what kind of toilet paper you buy, but they don't know your name.
Yes.
I find that incredibly naive. And they don't know your social security number, your credit score, and whether you use regular or super premium in your car. They know all that.
Yeah. But again, the way the Wall Street Journal lays it out is it's anonymized with the broker, and then it gets sent off to, you know, the Facebooks and all the other companies, and then they're able to say, yep, this is connected to this account. So it's probably one of those things to where, you know, any one individual that works at Nielsen Catalina could not say, this is Daryl's file here, but doing some of that, you know, like
taking the other
thing.
Right. Typing your name in and hitting enter. Oh, yeah, that is him. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But continuing on here, you know, they do give some solutions, but under where you've been, they say, you know, what could be better than purchase history? Location, location, location. And using your location data, businesses can figure out that you're nearby. The author of the article says, my colleague Christopher Mims detailed his recent column how advertisers are using all sorts of location signals, your phone's GPS, Wi-Fi access points, IP addresses, etc., to follow your breadcrumbs. So here's something you can do. Limit Facebook from knowing where you are in the mobile app, assuming you're using the Facebook mobile app, which that's a problem right there. Don't use the Facebook mobile app.
Right. But you're still
using. That's the easiest solution.
That's just part of it. Go ahead. I mean, you can continue on with your story, but if you have your location turned on your phone and turning that over to Google, it's no different than turning it over to Facebook.
No. They're talking about the location, I think the mobile app for Facebook.
Right.
Which turn means off location tracking in that, but I'm
right.
saying
and what
just
I'm,
don't have the Facebook app. Turn
and
off
I'm,
tracking altogether.
Right. Turn off tracking altogether, so Google then isn't the provider of location data to match up against all the same stuff.
And then you can also disable location history. So that way it's not just turning off where are you right now, but it's also turning off, you know, knowing where you are, where you were. Other apps, they say, can pinpoint your location and serve you ads through Facebook before granting any application location access. Think it through. On the iPhone, go to Settings, Privacy, Location Services, and then go through the apps that you've granted location access to. And they suggest doing similar thing on Android, where you would go Settings, then Location. And know which apps you're using. The author says, a few days before my wife mentioned the digital scale, I downloaded Lose It, a food tracking app, to my iPhone. No more than 24 hours later, my entire Facebook and Instagram was taken over with fitness and weight loss ads. Yes, Facebook owned Instagram pulls from the same ad selection. Surprise, surprise, a company that is owned by another company uses that company's data set. The free version of the app, Lose It, shows ads from Facebook's audience network. Even if you don't log in to the app using Facebook, the company swaps information. The author says, in my case, Lose It's maker, FitNow Inc., used my iPhone's identifier for advertisers, IDFA, a number stored on my iPhone to match up any other history associated with the IFDA, including the Facebook account. So basically, what this is saying, and there's more to the article, all of the apps on your phone are basically talking to one another.
Right.
Because you have granted them permission. And, you know, it's one of those things to where, on the one hand, yes, you know, you could always say, I don't agree, but then you can't use the app. But,
right.
You know, it's also not one of those things to where when you're reading the end user licensing agreement, you can say, well, I don't like line 47, scratch that.
Right. Have your attorney.
These one-way street contracts.
Right. Have your attorney scratch out those sections, send it back to me, and then I'll sign it. Yeah, said no one ever, because you can't do that.
Yeah, that's not how EULAs work.
So it's interesting. I don't know. Are you familiar with F-Droid?
I have heard of F-Droid, to where it's... And I'm going to dumb this down a little bit, because while I'm, you know, admittedly nowhere near the most technically inclined person in the world, I'm still more technically inclined than, say, your average person.
Mm-hmm.
So to dumb it down, F-Droid is an alternative Google Play Store.
Correct.
And again, that's the dumbed-down version.
Right. But what's kind of unique about F-Droid is it provides you with this place to get the things, the type of things you need, but they're all going to be free and open source, which means that people can review them. And they really kind of look at each app and look for what they call anti-features, which are things like advertising or location, user tracking, or, you know, things like that that we don't really want from a privacy point of view. But if you're an Android user, you might think about downloading F-Droid, and it'll give you, you know, sort of an alternative. It'll show you what you already have installed and some things you might want to remove.
But. Right. And if you're an Android user, I would actually suggest going over, and I don't remember exactly where this is stored anymore, but there was the Dark Android project that Brian Sovereign, former host of Free Talk Live, had put together. And I know he did an ebook on it, and the ebook's like 99 cents on Amazon or something, but he tells you about all of these ways that you can turn your Android device into a more secure, privacy focused sort of thing. And I know that there are some people that are like, but, you know, Brian gives bad advice on this or that and this thing, that thing. But overall, if you're using a smartphone, you're already compromised in some way.
In every
but
way.
Why not make it a little more difficult to, you know, compromise yourself?
You bet.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What is going on in Canada, was it, where you've got an interesting story?
Our 51st state.
Yeah. Chris will tell us that, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Chris, you're going to tell us about a surprising request by some doctors out of Canada.
That's a very Canadian request, I think.
No, maple syrup and omelets and what are those other things?
Back bacon?
No, the
Tukes?
The Eggo things. Waffles. Maple syrup and waffles is very Canadian.
Okay.
But what you're going to tell us is just absolutely insane. Again, we'll get to that in just a moment. Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. But this November, I'm going to be running in the world's biggest, most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon.
Nice.
I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who had pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com. lumpyradio@gmail.com. Let's go to the Discord call-in line where we've got Lumpy calling in. Lumpy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, guys. I appreciate the Great White North, too, with that beer and back bacon, Chris.
Right.
Make sure and use my snowshoe whenever I make my back bacon, because that's how you flip them right in the pan.
Nice.
I'm also dating myself. It's Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Right.
From back in the day. Eh? So,
Strange Brew is one of the best movies ever.
It was a great movie, yeah.
Oh, man. I actually was watching some of that earlier. Before I tuned into Freak Talk Live on the YouTube, and I was looking through some Bob and Doug McKenzie on there. Pretty, just good entertainment. It was about 3-4 years ago. I'm down on the Cape Cod, and I got a relative's got a house, and I was over there. I can't remember if I was taking care of the dog or storm or something like that, and there was a handyman coming down, and his name is Wayne, and he was coming from, I think, like Hollis or Nashua, New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and, cause he's friends, I had not talked about this on my phone, I had not sent an email, I had not sent anything, not spoken about this over the phone whatsoever. All I knew was there's a handyman coming, and I'm going to meet him at the door, and his name happened to be Wayne. So I had my phone sitting down there about 10 feet away from me at the time. I greeted the handyman at the front door, whose name happened to be Wayne. Now, this is about 3 or 4 years ago. When I picked up my phone to look at my Craigslist app, which I deleted immediately after that, there was an ad for Wayne Handyman serving New England or something like that. No kidding. Yeah. I never said one word about it. And this phone was about, they're listening all the time. And you know what scares me is I'm one of those guys who decided to say words like peace and stand up to crazy authority. So, you know, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't have the tinfoil hat on my head. I do look at things and kind of, I'm a little bit scared. Ian was the one that found out I had an FBI file that they could track my, put a GPS tracker on my truck and everything. And no kidding, because he saw it there. And I guess everybody kind of knows that now. So, and that was literally sitting on the police department front in the lobby on the desk through the window where he saw that. So, and I was doing some activism up in New Hampshire at that time. So, what scares me is that the vendetta of things that happened to me after that, the loss of my property, the impoverishing of how much money I had to put into lawyers to defend myself, I don't want to get into all those details. But the nefarious act of the information that you have, we are being bugged 24/7. That I'm convinced of. We are being bugged, and the CIA, the NSA, which is probably a CIA creation, they are creating, they're getting all this stuff, and they're selling this information to the FBI. These government types are all buddies with somebody else in other forms of government. I might be a little paranoid. I can't back it up with any facts, but, man, they really, really did a number on me, and I can't for the life of me figure out how they tried to do all the things they did to me other than they had been listening and sharing and exchanging information for the various attacks that I had. I'm not the brightest guy in the world, I'm not the richest guy in the world, but I sure as heck, they took all my savings and everything in order to try and save the stuff and basically put me in a position where I couldn't fight back.
Right.
Now you look at somebody like Michael Gill, who's that state of New Hampshire, state of corruption in New Hampshire,
right.
Guy.
Guy with the billboards.
Yeah, I don't know. All I remember is when I was there in the Hollis and my family's still up there, is this guy was very popular throughout. I mean, he's very successful mortgage company, and they went after him. And he's exposing how the system works. But even in New Hampshire, even in a place that, yes, it is less bad in New Hampshire than it is anywhere else. It is less bad, except that, but where this information comes from, and you use the word nefarious, and that's exactly what it is. I don't know, but they are listening, And you know, there's any number of things that they can do with this stuff. They can use this information to frame you because they, I mean, I remember when I went to court, they said, oh, he's a Free State Project guy. Do you know they're an anti-authority? That's a DA talking to the judge when I was in court about something down in Massachusetts, completely unrelated. Where they got this information, I have no idea.
Well, that's the thing. And we were talking about our digital footprint. We were talking about Facebook and Google and things like that and Instagram. But that's only part of it. You know, there's also all those other things that we do with this highly trackable data. You know, we buy cars. We fill out credit applications. We open bank accounts. We do all these different things. And it is an amazing, if you can sit there and imagine what an amazingly complex picture they can get of anyone and any of that other data, now it becomes really easy to search for it. I want to do a quick book plug because I always do that. This is one I've talked about before, but the book is called Daemon, D-A-E-M-O-N, by Daniel Suarez. And
that's a computer term.
It is. It means a little system that's running in the background, and that's part of the plot. But at one point, they can see people in public through heads-up displays. You know, it's current technology, but they're kind of making this point. And
the dashboards, right?
Yeah, well, this is two guys walking along a street, and they're looking at all these call-outs over people's heads, and it's numbers like 591, 994, 331. It's all their credit scores, because in the book, they've, you know, it's very simple to go out and get this publicly accessible data and project it onto a large group of people in this sort of world that they've created. So
sounds
all that
very
stuff,
Black Mirror.
It is. The book is very, very Black Mirror, and it's also kind of very libertarian. So, again, Daemon by Daniel Suarez, and the follow-up book is Freedom TM, like trademark. Go ahead.
Oh, I just think it's scary. They frame people every day. I mean, they look at what they did to the Bundys. I mean, these are just examples, and this stuff goes on every single day, and there are countless people who are made to be, who are just normal, genuine, regular people who happen to have said something like, I don't agree with the way that the government is running this. And boy, I'll tell you, stuff happens to them. It happens to them in a quick way. So that's scary because, you know, the NSA is gathering all this. You know, there have been requests of Apple from police departments for certain, and I use quotes, air quotes, crimes, because I really don't know what when it comes to them, I don't believe a word they say.
Right.
But they could put together your calls, your words, and patch through sentences and make you to look like you were saying and doing things that never could have been done or said. And they'll paint this picture because you know what the district attorneys and their henchmen do. They do this stuff.
Lovey, thank you for the call, your calls and thoughts.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.